Go to Isaiah chapter 51, 3. This one, listen. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wildernesses like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Everybody say joy. Joy. Say it one more time. Joy. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Well, that kind of reminds me of the premise that our camp is in right now. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Making melody in your heart unto the Lord. And if you're wondering what's going on right now with this big thesis on songs, hymns, and spiritual songs and the spirit of joy, it's right here in Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah chapter 51 verse 3. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. The Bible says the Holy Ghost will become our what? Our comforter. How is God going to comfort Zion? By the Holy Ghost. Everybody say by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. Zion represents your heart. Amen. Write that down. The word Zion represents your heart. And God promised us in the Bible. He was talking about a day like today. A night like tonight. He was talking about what happened over there in the second chapter of Acts. Said the Lord will comfort Zion. The Lord will comfort the heart of man with the Holy Ghost. Try to get this on the inside of your spirit, because you got a lot of meat to get here in this next season. So we're going to give it to you a little bit by a little bit. If you can take it, you'll be blessed. Amen. If you can catch this revelation, you'll be blessed. You'll be riding high. Zion represents the heart. I want you to learn that first of all. Okay, then the Lord shall comfort Zion, and he will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness. Somebody say, joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. And that takes us right on back to psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise.
Singing and making melody in your heart. God will comfort Zion with the Holy Ghost. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 11. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 11. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come. The devil's enraged us. He's poured us out and done all kind of mess, and the body of Christ is not what it should be. Man is distant from the heart of God. Did you know that? Man's been chased from their own place, their own heart. When man sinned against God, he was locked out of his own heart. He was locked out of his own spirit. He became dead. He became dead. He had no access to Zion on the inside. He had to get to God through his emotions, through his own mind, through his own understanding, because he was severed from God. He had no spiritual relationship with God. What happened in the second chapter of Acts? Zion returned. The redeemed of the Lord was able to turn again to Zion. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return to Zion. They're going to return to the secret place on the inside of their heart, where they've been locked out outside of the spiritual realm, locked out of the kingdom of God, locked out of the place of praise, locked out of the place of worship. Amen. They had to have somebody else go to God for them. They couldn't go to God for themselves. They'd have priests and all these different things. But God made a way. Amen. He made us alive again and allowed us to enter into Eden one more time. Our own heart. Somebody say, my heart represents Zion. And I'm going to tell you what. God says he's about to introduce you to some things about yourself. And I believe this scripture's coming to pass right here. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come singing unto Zion. I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. That's how you get on the inside of your own heart. That's how you get to the place of the Spirit. Listen, they will come singing unto Zion and everlasting. This is what I want to talk to you about tonight. Everlasting joy. Tell that, say that one more time. Everlasting joy. Say it one more time. Everlasting joy. The joy of the Lord is good. The joy of the Lord is real, even though there have been many counterfeits out there. A lot of dummies and got over there in the joy, amen, and messed up, amen, but it's still good and it's still for you. A lot of people have got over to the brass, but God's going to take us to gold. Just because a Looney Tune got happy and messed up doesn't mean you're going to mess up. Keep your joy anyhow. Amen. Listen, everlasting joy. And I just want to talk about being drunk in the Holy Ghost and joy. The Holy Ghost took me to the second chapter of Acts and said, this is fulfilled here in the second chapter of Acts. Listen, an everlasting joy shall be on their what? Everlasting joy will be where? Well, in the second chapter of Acts, clothed in tongues of fire rested upon their what? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return unto Zion. That happened on the day of Pentecost. Amen. And everlasting joy, that fire. Somebody say, fire. Shut up on the inside of my bones. Sometimes the Holy Ghost gets down on the inside and it burns. But sometimes it gives you joy. The Holy Ghost is the strength and the power of God. The Holy Ghost is the power of God. How many realize that's the power of God in manifestation? And if it's the power, the Bible also says, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. When you find out this thing, you're going to find out that God wants you filled with joy, filled with the Holy Ghost. You'll be saturated in the Spirit of God all the time. I mean, you'll find out it's more than just getting happy in church. You'll find out that it's absolutely necessary. Many people don't have the strength that God wants them to have because they don't get into the joy. Amen. Joy came on the day of Pentecost. It rested, clothed in tongues of fire rested on all of their heads. And everlasting joy rested on every one of them shall be upon their head. And they shall obtain gladness and joy. Let's say gladness and joy. I tell you what, when they were in the upper room, they were kind of sad. But they were in that place sad praying. They were hiding from people. Many of them didn't want to go to Jerusalem. Amen. They didn't want to be seen. They were hiding. They thought they might get crucified too. And they were, I guess some of them were there. Some were praying and some might have been there for a while. Talking about all they used to have, all that Jesus used to do. But then the Holy Ghost came and changed that thing around and took away all of their sorrow and gave them supernatural joy. That word everlasting means more than just joy that goes on forever. I look at that word that said an ancient, somebody say ancient, joy. An everlasting or ancient joy. Means something just didn't start yesterday. Something that God had going before the foundations of the world. This isn't something we got from Rodney Howard Brown. Thank God for Rodney Howard Brown. This isn't just something we decided to do, you know, because we saw it on TBN. I tell you what, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Amen. Nobody gave this joy to me. This joy came from God. Somebody say, ancient joy. A joy with purpose. A joy that has purpose. A joy that has a reason. Somebody say, ancient joy. For God has anointed my head with the joy, the oil of what? Gladness. David had the oil of gladness on his head. Ancient joy. Listen, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Ancient joy. Ancient joy. Ancient joy. Says, listen, when Jesus was being born, the angel said, I bring you tidings of great joy. Somebody say, ancient joy. It didn't start back in 1901. Ancient joy. When they found out that Jesus would be born, the babe in Elizabeth's belly leaped for what? Joy. Ancient joy. Now this ancient joy is a continual eternal joy. It'll never stop. It's not just a wave that happened 10 years ago. It's just like Jesus because it's a part of the Holy Ghost.
This joy is the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. And that joy and the Holy Ghost is just like Jesus. He said, listen, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. That means the joy was there in the beginning. And if the joy was in the beginning, it will also be there in the end. The Holy Ghost will always have joy. And that joy will always be your strength. Somebody say, ancient joy. Joy. See, we just get these words over in our language. We write the best thing that we can come up with it. And you know, and we think they said everlasting joy. It means that joy that goes on forever, joy that goes on forever, joy that goes on forever. Everlasting joy. It means it never ends. It means more than that. It means an ancient joy. Didn't just start yesterday. When you start to sense that joy of the Holy Ghost, you need to rejoice and realize that it's gone through many saints before it got to you. It didn't come out of your emotion. It came from God. Same joy that Jesus had. We'll find out that Jesus had that joy. Means joy at any time. Write that word down. Joy at any time. That word everlasting means ancient, continual, anytime, time out of mind. That's a word for time out of mind. Joy. Somebody say, thank God I got that kind of joy. You don't got a worldly kind of joy that comes just when you're in a good mood. Amen. Just not because a song service was good. You got ancient time, anytime joy. Said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Somebody say, anytime joy. Ancient joy. Ancient joy. Supernatural joy. Listen, go to Isaiah chapter 52. Verse 9. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath what? He hath redeemed Jerusalem. Amen. Notice that it says break forth. Everybody circle that word, break forth. Say that one more time. So say break forth. You're going to find that's exactly what it means. This is a prophetic word. This is a prophetic word, and the word is patsach. Patsach. Okay? P-A-T-S-A-C-H. P-A-T-S-A-C-H. And that word, now they've interpreted that word to break forth with joy. That word means, somebody say, break out. Say it one more time. Say it, break out. Say it one more time, break out. It says to break out into joy, and it means with a loud noise. Act up, cut up, show off. This is what he was basically saying. He said, listen, break out with a loud noise into joy. Someone say, don't be left where you are. Someone say, break out of this stuff with joy. There's a breakout joy. Did you know there's a breakout joy? Joy just isn't, you know, just an emotion. There is a breakout joy. Why is it important to have joy? Why is it so important to have joy? And, you know, and I realize that it's absolutely essential, not just as praying in tongues. Praying in tongues is absolutely essential. Amen. Prayer is essential. Prayer in English is essential. Reading your Bible is essential. But I'm finding out right here that joy in the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential. Amen. That we're commanded of God to be in the joy. Rejoice evermore. For you shall go out with what? For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you. Oh, people, you think that means that they're going to just break apart? No, it says that the mountains and the hills are going to break out into joy with you. When you study that, that's what it means. It's the same word for break out. So if you're going to interpret it, it says, listen, the mountains, even the mountains and the hills will break out into joy with you. See, mountains and hills. Mountains and hills represents obstacles and different situations. But here the Bible is saying, listen, when you will go out with this joy, when you get in that joy, even the mountains and hills will start to rejoice with you. For you will go out with joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you into singing. And the trees of the field will clap their hands. The Bible says if we don't praise him, the very rocks would cry out. Don't you worry about nobody else. God will have mountains start to praise him with you. Amen. And trees start to clap their hands. It says you will go out with joy. And that word go out. See, many people aren't able to go out anywhere. See, this word go out means to proceed. Many people want to proceed in their life. Go to the next level. Go to the next step. I'm stuck. And how do I get to the next level? How do I get to the next wave? How do I get up there? How do I go on? Listen, it means to escape. The Bible says you will escape with joy. Notice that the Bible said, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return. That means they're going to escape from the bondage of Babylon. Or whatever bondage they were in, they're going to escape that mess. You can, listen, you got some stuff that you want to escape. Debt. You want to escape sickness. You want to escape the bondage of the world. You want to escape the tradition and the boundaries. Listen, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It will give you the ability to escape. That word, you will go out, means you will escape. You will escape with joy. Somebody say, proceed, pull out, or grow, or shoot forth, or spread, spring out. That's what that word go out means. Now, how many need a breakthrough? You didn't come here tonight just to play around. You came here because you wanted to break out of your situation and get on to something a little bit better. This is nice, but God's got a whole lot more, and I want some of it.
Amen.
And he's trying to teach us how to get it.
Yes.
Brother Osteen taught us. Brother Osteen said, listen, follow the peace of God. You shall be led forth with peace. But you can be led anywhere, but you're not going to be able to break out of anything unless you break out in joy. People wonder, how does she get out of this? How do they get delivered from that? How is so much deliverance coming from churches that have the joy? Many of you have been in some mess all of your life, and all of a sudden you got under this joy, and all of a sudden stuff started to break off, and you're wondering why. Because it's the joy of the Lord that gives you the ability to escape. There are a lot of people sitting up a whole lot of quiet, dead places, still in bondage, still stuck up. Why? You will go out with joy. Some people said, I'm just so stuck. I'm just so hindered. I'm just so, you know, all this other mess. I got all this other stuff going on with my life. Somebody said, get in some joy. You'll break out of it. You'll break out of it. Hallelujah. Those things escape, proceed, pull out, shoot forth, spread, spring out, stand out. This is what this joy does for you. So if you got something you need to break out of, I'd recommend the joy of the Lord. If you want to go out, you must realize that this can only be accomplished with the joy of the Lord, which will be your strength. So if you need strength, go on and get into the joy of the Lord. Notice that on Wednesday night, you know, I just said, man, there were some things that I just didn't want to do. Didn't have the strength or the ability to do it. And God said, you better get in joy then. He says, whatever you do, do it with joy in your heart. Why? Because it will give you the strength to do it. That means that whatever ministry you have, if you're not saturating yourself in the joy of the Lord with it, you will not have the strength to fulfill that thing. And we wonder, why is it when we first started a church, we were able to get so much done with so little? You know? Why? What? Because we were always drunk. We just drunk a lot. We got drunk in the Holy Ghost. We were always high in the Spirit of God. We were always filled with the joy of the Lord. So we were able to break on to different levels and break on. Well, listen, we're ready to break on to a new level, so we better go do what we had to do before. Somebody say, break out with joy.
Break out with joy.
Follow the peace of God, but go out with joy. Amen?
Yeah.
Peace and joy. Somebody say, peace,
peace.
And joy. Those are two things you need to have in your life at all times. Peace, the peace of God, which is God's prosperity, the shalom of God, the peace of God. Amen? You need to have God's peace over your life. Amen. Like we were saying, don't worry about a thing. Everything's going to be all right. Therefore, have peace. Just take it. I command you by the word of God, don't you ever worry about another thing. And I'm here to tell you, everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
So you take peace on it. And not only have peace about it, but then rejoice about it. Amen?
Yeah.
Now listen. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. God told us to be filled with the Holy Ghost, right? Be filled with the presence of God and the power of God, right? How many of you want to be Spirit-filled? Well, this is Romans chapter 15, verse 13. It says, now the God of hope fill you with all what?
Joy.
Say it one more time.
Joy.
That ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Because many people want to have the power of the Holy Ghost without the joy and the peace. You won't have any Holy Ghost power until you get over to the joy. Because the Bible says, for the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
How many of you want to abound?
Amen.
How many of you want to abound in those things that you may abound in hope? That means you have an expectation. God said some things to you. God said some things about this ministry. He said some things about my life. And I want to abound in the things that he said. That word hope means expectation. What do you expect God to do?
Amen.
I expect him to do what he said he's going to do, right? But listen, God needs to fill me. If I want to see my expectation come to pass, God needs to fill me with joy and peace.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say, I have the peace of God. But I'm fortified in the joy of the Lord. Just start to rejoice. Somebody say, joy. Supernatural joy. You've got to have it. Hallelujah. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return with singing. The Bible says, my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches in glory. And glory's on the inside of you. Amen. Hallelujah. But you're going to have to get there with joy. Just pray and hope. Just stand where you are. I believe that's a good starting place for this next season, don't you? Come on and keep praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Keep praying in the Holy Spirit. We've heard all these scriptures. Somebody say, Lord, fill me with your ancient joy. Everlasting joy. Lord, allow me to return to Zion with joy. Not only will I be filled with the Holy Ghost, with evidence of a supernatural prayer language, but I'm going to be filled with real joy. Say real joy. That ancient joy. God's joy. No counterfeit. The real thing. Amen. Some of that stuff that Jesus had. Now you're just praying. I'm going to be reading you some joy scriptures. And I'm going to lay my hands on you and pray that God fill you with joy. We're going to go for it. Amen. I want you totally saturated, full of the, because you got some things you need to break out of. Amen. Everybody should experience. You're going to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, you are. God's got it for you. Amen. God's got it for you, and you need it. Amen. You're not doing it just because everybody else is doing it. You're doing it because it's good and it's right. That's how God wants to bless you. Amen. God wants you to be blessed. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I want you to pray this Psalm chapter 51. Just pray this. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with thy free spirit. It's the free spirit that's able to flow in the joy of God. Everybody say free. Now that free spirit means voluntary or willing. See, that's how God wants to let you do. Listen, he said, restore, you know, uphold me with that free spirit. That means a spirit that can be led by God, a voluntary spirit. And there's so many people that don't have a voluntary spirit. God tells them to go here, they won't go. God tells them to rejoice, they won't rejoice. God tells them anything, and they're just as stubborn, amen? But David prayed, said, God, give me one of those willing and voluntary spirits that all you got to do is whisper to me and I'll do it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Well, you got to have a voluntary spirit when it comes to joy. David said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and give me a voluntary spirit. And you got to be voluntary to be saturated in the presence of God. You got to humble yourself. The only way to get this joy is to humble yourself. Amen. The Lord is near those that are of a contrite spirit. And you got to humble yourself. I'm going to tell you this straight up. Listen, it's not just for you. It's God wants to do some stuff for you.
Amen.
Thank God it feels good.
Yeah.
And people think just because it feels good and it's just great, that that's all you get out of it. It's just a good feeling. But I tell you what, you need this. You've got to have it.
Amen.
You'll change when you get into it. You'll change when you get into it. You'll find yourself strengthened in God and empowered in God. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. You're not going to be weak anymore. That's one of the things that we said we wanted to do. We want to develop people that were strong in the Lord and the power of His might. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
Into thy hands I commit my spirit. Into thy hands I do commit my spirit. Just pray that. Hallelujah. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Hallelujah. Into your hands I commit my spirit. I don't want to be like everybody else. I give you my spirit, Lord. Saturate me in the presence of God. Do exactly what you want to do. I don't care if nobody else wants to be drunk. Fill me. You're going to return to your heart with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm the pastor of this church, and I say everybody in here got to be drunk in the Holy Ghost. Now just put your hands up. Hallelujah. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Say, into thy hands I commit my spirit. I yield myself to the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Just start to bless God right where you are. Hallelujah. Come on down here, Brother Jesse Dickinson. Somebody say, anytime joy. Ancient joy.